Hi, my name is Ron Dianoski. This is my family. This is Athena, my 8-year-old son, Elijah here, my 5-year-old son, Aiden. And we have been experiencing homelessness for about 2 years now. Duluth has one of the worst housing markets in the state. Safe, affordable housing is out of reach for many Duluthians, including ourselves. The rent has skyrocketed, and we have checked into different places. And in order to rent certain places, they want you to make 3 times the rent. So say your rent is $800, you have to make $2,400 a month in order to even rent from them, which is just, it's too much. With the average of 1-bedroom prices also jumping up $100 in just 1 year, it's getting worse and worse. Affordable developments have been put on hold because of the lack of financial support from the state and federal government. Federal support for housing has been cut continuously for decades. And in Duluth, it gets $3 million less every year for housing than we did in 1996. Families like ours are being forced into slum-like apartments and homelessness because of this crisis. Put the fact, I don't want my kids to live in a place where you walk out the door and you look down and you see syringes on the ground. You know what I mean? For several years, housing advocates have been asking the city to start a housing trust fund to help pay for the cost and development of a rehab of housing. This year, the mayor proposed a bold initiative to pay for streets twice the cost of what advocates were asking for housing. If we can do this for the streets, why can't we do this for the people struggling to put a roof over their head?
I'm Katrina Wilson, and I recently moved to the Hillside neighborhood. Lately, it's become quite routine for my oldest and I to actually do a sweep of the parks to make sure that it's even safe to let the baby out of the stroller. Now, we live in Hillside. We used to live in Lincoln Park. It was a struggle there as well. Going to the parks, we would find needles. We found broken bottles, broken beer bottles. And even once at Cascade, we found a noose. Now my daughter, as we've moved into the neighborhood, we've asked people, her friends, mothers, and parents, if we can bring the kids to the park with us. They've said, as long as it's not Needle Park. I've heard it once, and I've heard it twice, and I'm pretty sure it's not the last time I'm going to hear that Cascade Park is being called Needle Park. Now, it cuts out a lot of playtime and a lot of fun and a lot of things that we'd actually like to be doing. We have to take 15 minutes prior to even, like I said, releasing the baby from the stroller to let her play. My daughter has stepped on glass wearing flip-flops in the parks. Since the liquor store on First Street closed, they've moved to 4th Street across from the hospital, which moved them 1 block away from the park that we love to frequent. We do not go to that park anymore because we found people nodding out, we found people drunk, and we will bring a shoebox. We found 5 needles in the small little neighborhood park that is now being frequented because of closures of other places and other hangouts for people that actually have no place to go.
Years ago, I was a productive member of my community. I earned a modest salary, paid a mortgage, taxes. I infused part of my income into a town full of people I considered mostly friends and neighbors. Circumstances have driven me into a life as a single divorcee, working a job I never would have chosen, making money I never would have even considered as a possibility before. I work for one of Duluth's largest employers, one who has received numerous subsidies and has the luxury of absorbing some of the area's tax income in order to expand and produce more product than anybody else in their market. Yet here I am as a single man, making considerably less than the national average for somebody of my skill set and educational background. And let's be clear here, I struggle. Since the Great Recession, wages have not kept up with cost of living, and this is pushing many people into poverty. From week to week, I worry about things like rent, a car mortgage, insurance, taxes, medical bills, child support, even being able to fill my car with gas. Simply put, this employer does not pay me enough to support myself, but they have the luxury of government backing to support themselves. There's this idea of a living wage I heard of recently. Supposedly, it's able to calculate how much somebody my age in a similar situation needs to survive. Note that these calculations have nothing to do with thriving. We, myself and those like me, are relying on people like you to request and support an increase in the minimum wage. An incremental approach to $15 per hour, to a $15 per hour standard that would give every Duluthian the tools they need to thrive in a growing community with a cost of living that is out of proportion to the minimum wage it currently supports. A person earning a minimum wage in Duluth would have to work at least 50 hours a week to afford a 1-bedroom apartment, and that does not leave room for saving for the future. Balancing the checkbook is even more difficult for families. According to MIT's living wage calculator, a single parent with 2 children in Duluth would need to earn $29.13 an hour just to meet their basic needs of housing, transportation, and medical care.